Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ambit Energy Business Builder Call. This is National Consultant Mary Amuedo. We do this call every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and I think it is noon on Monday morning in Japan. So welcome, everyone, to the call. We've got a great guest speaker, Coach Alan Johnston, on the call tonight. So you make sure you have some pen and paper handy to take some notes. It's not too late to get some other people on the call. Send a quick text message, three-way somebody in. Do what you need to do to have someone listen in, because I know it'll make a world of difference for so many people to hear Alan's story. So, you know, we've got a great week coming up and lots of great things happening. If you are not yet registered for Ambition, you're definitely going to miss the boat. It is our national convention, happens one time a year. You can register for Ambition by going into your power zone or going into the event center at events.ambitenergy.com. And it is over Labor Day weekend. It happens in Dallas every single year. There's nothing like it. You can look at all the previous Ambitions. But a lot of times, promotions and additional bonus dollars will be tied to your registration. So you might as well get yourself registered so you can take advantage of all those additional monies. And then in April, we've got Ambit Power Trip coming up. And Richard and I host that event. It's an amazing, amazing training event. What's unique about Power Trip is that on Friday night, we get to have an open question and answer session with our brand new executives from Vistra, Scott Hudson, who is president of retail operations, and Sydney Seeger, who is the chief marketing officer, will both be there. You're going to get to hear them in a way that you've never heard them before. I know a lot of you heard Scott at Ambition and at Simulcast, and a lot of you heard Sydney at Simulcast, but hearing them at Power Trip is a completely different ballgame. We're going to have a whole host of exciting field leaders, and we're going to do breakout sessions on Friday for MCs and RCs, and then one for SCs and above, and then another one just specifically for ECs and above. So lots of power-packed greatness, and our early bird special is ending tonight. That training is happening in Dallas, April 16, 17, and 18. We will kick it off on Thursday with a free business presentation. It will be a star-studded presentation, and you can get tickets and detailed information at ambitpowertrip.com. So no further ado, I don't want to introduce our special guest speaker. We have been in business with Coach Alan Johnston for, gosh, a really, really long time. I want to say it's been almost 10 years, and we've watched each other's kids grow up. Alan is a millionaire club member. He's won the Thompson Leadership Award, which is a coveted award. Only, I guess now, 12 or 13 people have ever gotten that award, and it is hand-selected by our former CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., in honor of his father for leadership, integrity, dedication. And Alan definitely fits it all. So please welcome our special guest, Coach Alan Johnston. Alan, are you there?
I'm here, Mary. I'm here, and thank you for your kind words. It's an honor to be speaking and to share more Ambit time with you. I thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have you. You know, there's probably a lot of people who've already heard your story on the call, Alan. But I think I am the only person in the entire company that calls you Alan. Everybody else calls you Coach. and no disrespect, but I don't know why I've always called you Alan. I don't think I'm going to continue calling you Alan. But there's probably a ton of new consultants on the call who have not heard your story. So would you share with everybody kind of how you got started in Ambit and what your initial thoughts were and what's happened since then for you?
I'd be glad to, and I appreciate the chance to do this. Again, I thank you for having me on the call. Everybody, I coached for 30 years, and Mary, just love her to death, and you are the only one who calls me by my proper name. Everybody does call me Coach, and I accept that, and Alan as well. My mom would be proud of you, Mary. But, you know, 11 years ago, I sat in a room and had an opportunity to take a look at this business. I want to step back 2 months before that. I was a high school basketball coach, and I was watching a game film and preparing for a scouting report for my team, and the phone rang, our landline rang, and I picked it up, and the voice on the other end of the line said, I bet you don't know who this is. And I said, I have no earthly idea. And she said, we ate lunch together every day in high school. And I thought, what? And I sat there and listened. And I said, okay, I've slept since then. And she goes, it's Regina. And I said, what are you doing? And she said, well, I'm calling about our high school reunion. And just in small talk, I asked her what she had been doing. And she told me that she was the mother of three children that were all in college. And she was a single mother of three, and that she was living in Houston and blah, 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 blah. And that she had done a deregulation telecommunications and was able to retire because of the success she had had in that. And I told her that I'd heard about Excel, even went to a meeting. She said, you do it. I said, no, I didn't do it. I've looked at a lot of those kind of businesses and never done any of them. She said, well, look, I just started something. You should take a look at it. And I said, I don't do those kind of businesses, and left it at that. Got off the phone and went on about life and got back to doing my basketball stuff every day. And I got a notification. It was a deadline to confirm attending our high school reunion. So I picked up the phone and I called this number. And lo and behold, a 1 in 12, there were 12 people taking calls that night. And there was a 1 in 12 chance, and Regina answered the call. I'm speaking about national consultant Regina Gale. And so in that conversation confirming going to my high school reunion, I asked her a very direct question. It was actually kind of rude, but I said, you told me you were a single mother of three kids that are in college. She said, yes. And we grew up in Nacogdoches, and she said, they all go to Stephen F. Austin, which is in Nacogdoches. And I said, oh, they live with you? She said, no, I'm in Houston. I said, do they live with your mother? She said, no, they all have their own place. I said, you got to be kidding. I said, this is a rude question, but you're a single parent of three kids, all of them in college, living all on their own. How in the world do you afford this? And she said, well, you don't do these kind of businesses, remember? I said, you got to be kidding me. She said, look, I'm coming to see the kids in a few weeks. Why don't I drive up to Tyler? It's only an hour and 15 minutes further. And let me show you what I'm doing. Get some people together, which I did. And on Wednesday night, December the 8th, she came, and I had myself, a former athletic director, an assistant coach, our volleyball coach, a trainer, and a couple of business people in the community. And we snuck into one of the classrooms, and she showed this business. And when it was over with, I asked her one simple question, which was, if I was to do this, and I'm not sure I'm going to, if I brought someone underneath me, could they make more than I'm making? She said, why are you asking me that? And I said, because in all of these types of businesses, it was always the people who got in first that made the most. And I don't have a lot of time on my hands, but I have a sincere reason for doing this. And I don't want to sit here and make dirty money off of people, meaning I don't want to be above them, always making more than them. If people can pass me up and I can somehow get to my goal, it would really. And so she went back to the compensation part of the business, and she showed me, and it made sense to me. And I started, obviously. My goal was $400 a month. That's what I was after. I had no business background. I had never done direct sales. I frowned upon them because I didn't want to sell anything to my family or friends that they may or may not need for me to make money. And I really didn't feel like I had time. I was working 80 to 90 hours during the season and 60 to 50 to 60 hours out of season. But I wanted to get my daughter that car. And I knew my wife, Leanne, was also a teacher and a coach. And we lived a frugal life. We didn't live a flamboyant life. We gave our kids what they needed and not what they wanted. And I was ready to give them a little bit more of what they wanted. And at this moment in time in our life, we needed Rachel to have a car. We needed her to have a car to get her and her brother Caleb from point A to point B. And we didn't have to sneak out of practice or cut practices short to take care of family obligations. And so, Mary, what ended up happening is a year and 4 months after starting, we hit our goal. We got Rachel enough to get her a car, and it wasn't the $400 monthly payment goal. We actually paid for the car in full at the dealership. A year and a half later, when Caleb turned 16, we gave him a truck that, again, we wrote the check in full at the dealership. 3 years after that, our daughter's graduating from the University of Oklahoma, and that's 4 years of out-of-state tuition and everything that comes with college, and we paid for it in full. And they did not come off of that out-of-state tuition. Caleb, a year and a half ago, graduated from Stephen F. Austin, a four-year degree with absolutely no debt. And he's currently halfway through a law degree in downtown Houston that we're affording him, and he'll graduate with absolutely no debt. And for my friends listening to this, I want you to understand, I'm not bragging and I'm not boasting. What I'm telling you is this: in this moment in time of what we've all decided to do, it is that epic opportunity. And it just takes you and your grit and your determination and your coachability and your drive, but most of all, your why. I like to say, if your why doesn't make you cry, you need to take some time, soul search, pray, meditate, whatever you got to do to figure out why you're doing this business. It needs to keep you up at night. It needs to wake you up in the morning. It needs to make you find energy, extra energy after a long day of work to go to the events, to go to meetings, to continue to get on these calls, to get on webinars, to get on your AmbitU and top Ambit leaders and other things that are available for you to improve you. And that's my story. 11 years worth of it, and Mary, I feel like we're just getting started.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's certainly a lot more to go. But I love this story of you guys wanting to buy Rachel a car. And obviously, y'all are still, I mean, your why is still strong to help Caleb get through law school without any debt. And we joke around, I think, you know, you're about to get a pay raise. But I remind you, that daughter's going to want to get married, and she's probably not going to want to go to the JP. So you got a little ways before a pay raise. But you know, Alan, how in the world did you find the time to build the organization that you built when you were a coach? I mean, and I know how you are with your players, and you give it your all. I mean, like, when you're there and you're teaching and you're coaching, you're giving 110%. How did you find the time to build a business?
It was a drive to work, a drive home from work. When my children were doing, when my children went to bed and my wife went to bed, it was late night hours. It was dedicating and committing time every day. Not a lot of time, not a lot of quality time, but I did not, and I still to this day, I do not get in my truck and leave my home and not have someone to call. I'm never going to be guilty. I do not listen to the radio. I know a lot of people say they don't even turn on their television. For me, I can tell everybody on here, honestly, I wish my wife, Leanne, was on the call with me, because she has learned that when we're in the truck and we're traveling, I am on this phone and I am wearing this phone out and I'm calling business partners who need assistance. I'm doing validation calls. I'm following up with my own personal invites, my own personal follow-ups. I'm reaching out to my customers to thank them and touch base with them. I'm doing everything that I have to do to maintain the integrity of being a professional business person. You know, I'm going to tell you what we have to do if you're on my, you know, if you're in Ambit. You know, I'm going to teach people how to do it, and I'm going to want them to try to do it. But most of all, I want everybody to do it. And there's a big separation in each one of those things. It was just like when I was coaching. You could sit there, and everybody's guilty of it. We sit there, and we want to be LeBron James. We want to be Larry Bird. We want to be Michael Jordan. All those kids wanted to be Kobe Bryant and all the other great, but they don't know what they did to get to where they went. And those men in that sport that I love so much, they were out in the snow, in the rain, in the heat, in the cold. They were doing whatever they had to do to get to the level they're at now. we don't have that type of time. And I get that because we've got jobs, we've got family obligations, we've got other things that are yanking on our coattails and our skirts continually. But what I challenge everybody to do is modern technology has given us a computer in our pocket. They've given us cars with hands-free calling and that windshield time in your commute to and from work, in your commute to the grocery store, to the bank, to the movie, to whatever you're doing. If you're listening to the radio, you're wasting valuable opportunity. And that was the only way I could build this business, Mary. I didn't have any other time. I couldn't build this business while I was on that campus because I was at a public school, and obviously the taxpayers and the state is what afforded me that professional career that I loved for 30 years. And, you know, in a coach's life, there's a rule of thumb. It goes this: when you win, you've got great athletes, and when you lose, they put a for sale sign in your front yard. And, you know, it is a scrutinized profession. And little Johnny doesn't get to play in every game sometimes. And as bad as it sounds, sometimes people are looking for a reason to get after that coach. And I wasn't going to give anybody any reason to get after me because I loved what I was doing. It was and Ambit was answering the bell of what I wanted for my children, and that's how I built it. I poured more into the people who joined me. I did exactly with those four steps that I said earlier. I showed them, I taught them, I wanted them to try it, and then I threw it out there and said, the Nike, just do it. That's how we've gotten to where we're at.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I think people think there's like some secret sauce, and it really is just getting to work over time. And what would you say is probably some of the skills that you had to learn? I mean, I know you came into the business with incredible people skills. You're an incredible motivator. You know exactly how to plug people in because you're a teacher. And I always tell people, you know, some of the greatest people in this business are teachers and preachers. Because you guys, you are bred and you are trained to bring out the best in others. But there's some other skills that you had to learn along the way. What are some things that you had to develop in your skill set in order to be successful in this business?
I can tell you the first thing I had to learn not to do, and that is to go locker room coach. And if there's any former athletes, they know what that means, you know. I had to slow my roll sometimes. I looked at this a lot like my coaching career, Mary. When I started, I was the freshman coming into high school. And you know, when I promoted to regional, I made the team. And whenever I made it to senior, I got up on varsity. And now that I'm executive, I feel like I'm starting on varsity, but I haven't arrived yet because I want to go to the pros. I want to get to where you and Richard are, and I want to help other people get there. And as I grew, I had to learn these things. I had to learn the importance of asking for help. And you know, a lot of times we don't want to do that. And I would call, and I got around people that were being successful, and I started asking them a simple question: what have you done to get to where you're at? And they were always, and that's the thing that everybody needs to learn about this business. If you have a servant's heart, and you have a burning desire to help people, there are people that are going to put that hand down to lift you up and show you the ropes. And I know this from my career as a coach. I would go to all those coaching seminars, conferences, and clinics to learn. And I say this quite often on these calls because, you know, the people who went before me in my life, and I'm not talking about Ambit, I'm talking about the wise, older generation. And I'll speak specifically about my papaw. He told me something one time in his old country way. He said, boy, when you think you got it all figured out, you go ahead and go to the funeral home and check yourself in because you're done. And as simple as that is, it's wisdom at its base. And I've always tried to learn more and get better. And the one thing that I will say this, and I say this quite often, and I say it in an athletic connotation, you guys have got to practice your skill set. I knew and I learned very quickly because I went 0 for the first 32 invitations. And I heard Miriam Wado say, you start saying too much, you're throwing up on people. And I can hear you saying that, Mary, at an intensified training, I believe is what it was called back then. I watched Scott Lawrence jump around screaming, who's your daddy? And I was sitting there thinking, my dad's in Tyler, Texas, his name's Johnny Johnson. What's wrong with this guy? You remember those days. And you said, you can't be guilty of throwing up on people. And then I heard Ray Monty say, the more you say, the less you make, and the less you say, the more you make. So what I've learned is to practice my skill set. Just like I have those athletes practice their skill, ball handling, passing, shooting, etc. And for everybody listening to me, you can't be robotic when you go to invite somebody. And my problem was I was being robotic. I was throwing up on them. And the first 32 people were telling me no, and I was getting mad. I was getting offended. And I had to check myself because I was wanting to become that locker room coach. And then I went to one of these conferences, one of these clinics with Ambit Energy, and I started paying attention. Then I started asking questions. And then I learned how to follow up with people. I learned how to keep it simple and short. And then I learned how to use a computer because I'm a low-tech redneck self-proclaimed. And just that, to me, is probably one of the biggest things I can tell you that I've learned to do, and that is to reach out to people of your level and those others that have had tremendous success and ask questions. I mean, if I would have been personally sponsored by Richard and Miriam Wado, I would be calling them daily. I wouldn't eat their time. I would call them with specific questions and excuse myself and let them enjoy their day and go to work for all of us.
And that in and of itself, I would say, is probably a very common skill set of all the top income earners, is really learning from as many people as possible. And, you know, we've got some really great events coming up, Alan, that I want you to kind of touch base on a little bit. I know Richard and I host Power Trip, which you've been at several, and you're going to be speaking this year. You know, one of the things I tell people is one of the most powerful things about Power Trip is that you start to meet people. It's not just about the training. It's about the fellowship, because I know one of the great things that you've been able to do over the, you know, time that you've been in the business is you've developed some really great cross-line relationships. And that doesn't just come naturally. That comes with effort. So can you share a little bit about events and the power of events and the relationships you've created?
Yeah, you know, and I really and truly consider ours to be a true friendship. I really think this is something, and I've said it publicly, and I'll say it again tonight. Excuse the self-improvement we get with Ambit Energy. I love the way that people say it's a self-improvement with a compensation plan attached. Excuse that. Excuse the compensation part of it. What doesn't never need to be missed are the circle of friends that you're going to gain when you leave this business, while you're in this business, and as you grow in this business. I have people that have become so close, I've become so close to, that I never, ever knew existed on this earth. As a matter of fact, one of my real dear friends is driven all night to be down in my hometown of Nacogdoches right now. National consultant Kirk Horan is over at Mike Moling's home, him and executive consultant Lance Wren, and they're down here in East Texas for the week, and I can't wait till tomorrow to go over and hang out with those guys and just the brotherhood. You know, to be able to call and talk Ambit with people that are going through the same stuff I'm going through, but then we talk about life. We talk about family. Mary, you brought up something real important when you were introducing me onto the call, and that is you and I have known each other now, and we've watched our children grow up. I mean, your daughter and I share the same birthday, and that beautiful young lady got married just a few months ago, and just to sit back and see all that, we all cried and sympathized and hugged up to national consultant Brian McClure on the death of his son, and just at that funeral that day to see everybody come together and support and see our friends flying in from all over the country. You know, there's just countless other things that we sit back and we see when we're going through the support system that we have. And it's not just in AM, but it's in life. It's in the things that we face. It's as we go through this, and I sit back and I think about sitting at my first ambition and my children being back in, my son was in middle school. I mean, he was a baby, and now he's halfway through his law degree. I got in this to try to get my daughter a car before she had her driver's license, and now she's flourishing in Dallas with a professional career that's flying her all over the country. And you're right, Mary. That I'm facing the next big deal that you and Richard just went through with who knows when, but the wedding will be looming one of these days. Lord knows she's going to a lot of them right now, and I'm scared to death of all the ideas that I hear her and her mother talking about when that day may come. But I go back to just the love we have for one another, the compassion, the sympathetic feelings that we have for one another, because we all know what one another's going through, and we support one another. We're just this huge support network of servant hearts. It's the best people in the world. I'm so glad I joined a network marketing business, but I thank God literally every day for pointing me to this one. It's made up of the most phenomenal people who have caring hearts that love and want each other to be successful.
Yeah, that you definitely cannot put a price tag on that. Some of our dearest and closest friends, people we spend the most time with, are from the business. I mean, the caliber of people you can't compare for sure. We've got a big event coming up on Thursday night. I know I'm coming down there with executive consultant Chad Crenshaw. I've not been to the Power Rally yet. I heard the Houston one was phenomenal. We were actually doing a seminar with Tony Robbins in Florida. But can you tell us a little bit about the Power Rally, what we can expect on Thursday night? I know it's not your event that you're hosting, but it is your hometown.
Yes, and I'm excited about this. I told a group of people last week how proud I am of them, because I take it as a huge compliment for the Tyler area market, the Holy Texas area. I attended the one in Houston. The level of energy that was in there, no pun intended, was off the charts. Our corporate office is in charge, and everything that they do, you know, Kristen Legate and her team are just champions. And, you know, with what we're going to be doing in Tyler, I know they have a finalized meeting tomorrow taking place, but it's going to begin at 7:30, and it's going to last until right around 9 o'clock. There'll be some social time prior, so please come early. They'll open the thing up with an introductory video, and then we're going to do an abbreviated business presentation. So if you have guests, please have them come with you. And then we're going to have some testimonials from some of the top leaders in the field, followed by some corporate men. That's probably going to be Daryl and Eric are my guests, and some recognition time taking place. And then I'm excited to tell everybody that number one money earner, the guru, the Yoda of Ambit Energy, Brian McClure, will be here to pour out his knowledge on us. And see, the thing about that is I go back to what I've learned through my coaching career. When you can hear from the best of the best, they're getting much better than this guy. We're talking about one of the top money earners in the world in all direct sales, a man who has an understanding of this industry greater than 99.9% of the people you're going to come across. And every time I've ever heard him speak, he's never held back. It's, you know, sometimes he comes with tough love, which is okay with me. but he's going to tell you exactly what he's done to get to where he's at. And so are the rest of them. They're going to be speaking that day. And I'm not going to tell you who else is speaking because it's not my event. It's corporate's opportunity to call and let them know. But, you know, I want everybody to come to the Rose Capitol. That's what Tyler, Texas is. It's the Rose Capitol. And I live in a beautiful city. The people here are phenomenal people. And the event venue is going to be perfect, and we're going to have a great time. And I'm just excited. It's geographically located perfectly. It's not very far from Houston, Dallas, Waco, Central Texas area. So, you know, we tell people, when you have an opportunity to go somewhere that's within 3 hours, no excuses. Get her done. And this is going to be a great night together. And again, I go back, it is a corporate event. And you own a corporate level personal business. Come learn, come grow, come get energized, come get motivated and inspired, come ask questions, and just come as you are.
Yeah, that's awesome, Alan. We're going to be out there. I would say, just like what Coach said, if you're within driving distance, get yourself there, get your team there, get a guest there, get as many people there as possible. It's not that often that you hear from corporate in this kind of manner, and definitely not that often that you hear from Brian McClure, because he is going into deep retirement. I mean, for Power Trip that's coming up in April, you are only going to hear from Brian if you attend the leadership breakfast on Friday, because that man has some priorities and he has committed to a baseball game with his sister. So I love that he's in retirement. I love that he is taking advantage of this time. I love that he is enjoying the fruits of his labor. I do not like that we don't get to see him as much. So if you have a chance to see him, you definitely need to see him. So come to Tyler for the Power Rally. All the details are in Power Zone. Corporate has also sent that out. Get yourself registered for Power Trip as well. It's April 16th to the 18th at ambitpowertrip.com. And then just so that everybody knows, we will have Spanish translation for Friday night and all day Saturday. It is not an extra charge. They just need to let us know when they register that they'd like Spanish translation. We've only done that one other time, so take full advantage of that for your Spanish-speaking consultants. And, Alan, before we wrap it up, do you have any final thoughts that you want to share before we call it a night?
Now, I will close with this thought, but it came to me today, Mary, and, you know, because a lot of stuff's being said during these days, and I don't want to end this on a negative, but guys, Ambit Energy, whenever they say the best is yet to come, I trust that. And I know a lot of people are sitting back kind of looking, and there's some people maybe looking at the grass being greener on the other side on something else, but don't ever forget you still got to go mow that grass over there. And I do want to invite each of you to my city of Tyler this coming Thursday. And I challenge all of you, no matter where you're at, to be at Power Trip. That Power Trip, I've not missed one in Texas. And I always leave there bigger, better, stronger than I was when I first walked in the door. But here's my thought. The voices of the loudest critics usually come from the cheapest seats. The people who have made the least commitment to help often have the most to say about Ambit Energy. Keep your circle of trust loyalty and tight and strong around your business partners and your family. Do this. Trust Ambit. Trust yourself. Enjoy the journey. Reap the reward. And God bless you for being on this call. And go Ambit.
That's awesome, Alan. Thank you for all of your time and your wealth of knowledge. I always get so much value out of your speaking. I know everybody on the call did. I'm going to unmute the line so that everybody can thank you for your time and say goodnight. And I will definitely see you on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
Good call, Alan.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach, for the blessing of your leadership and friendship. Thank you, Coach. Alan, this is Blanca Rodriguez from Aurora, Illinois. Thank you very much. And thank you, Mary, for taking on the call for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Coach.